Hello, my name is Tim Law with Success Learning Systems, and today I'm honored to be interviewing Reverend Billy Stanfield, a businessman and outstanding youth mentor. He has a passion and skill set not only for business, but has a very strong affinity in wanting to help and assist with young people, teenagers and younger, through positive mentoring and examples. He's been very actively involved in the city of Baltimore and more currently now here in York, Pennsylvania, although he does a lot of work still in Baltimore. You may want to take some notes as you listen to these ideas during this presentation. Billy, what got you started on this pathway of helping others as you do?
Well, let you know a little bit about myself. I was raised up with both parents in the home. I went to Cardinal Givens High School. I was a high school All-American. When I went away to college, though, I started keeping company with the wrong type of people. And doing so, I ended up leaving school, and I ended up selling drugs, being arrested. And understanding that a guy like myself, who was raised with both parents in the home, I never knew what it was like to want. I always ate every day, always had clothes on my back, always had a roof over my head. For me to end up in a situation that I was in solely by my choice, I had to ask myself the question, how much more with young people who are being raised in single-family homes and they're exposed to the negativity and their surroundings that they are exposed to every day, how much more would it be for them to fall victim to negative influence without a positive mentor or role model in their life? So that's the primary reason, definitely, why I have a passion to do what I do. I believe that it's our responsibility. Yeah, I truly believe that it's our responsibility to train up the next generation. On a spiritual note, when Jesus rose from the dead, he asked Peter, "Do you love me?" Peter said, "Lord, you know I love you." He said, "Well, if you love me, feed my lambs." He said, "Lambs first." Then he asked him again, and Peter said, "You know I love you, Lord." And the Lord said, "Well, then feed my sheep." How many know lambs are young sheep? Young people are the future, and if we don't invest in our young people, if we don't put positive morals and values in them, then they will fall victim to a lot of the negative influences that are prevailing in our society and community now.
No, couldn't agree more. And we're certainly with some of the work you've done and the work that I do, you know, within schools and other areas, we've certainly seen more than our share of exactly what you're saying. Totally agree with you there. So then, Billy, what if you could give, based on some of your experiences and everything, if you could give our listeners two or three useful tips that they could do now, let's say that they want to, you know, help young people, you know, as you have. I mean, you gave a great background as far as, you know, where you're coming from and, you know, your passion toward helping young people. If let's say somebody wanted to be involved as far as mentoring, you know, what are some of the most useful tips and ideas? You know, maybe give me two or three of them that have worked very, very well for you as far as reaching young people.
Like, first, if you're not involved, get involved. Research some of the grassroots organizations in your city, in your community, that are really doing the work. Most organizations that are doing the work, they go underfunded. And so they really can use your time and your talents and your resources. But one of the things I've learned on how to connect with a child is that you must look at life through their reality. One of the most important ways to be effective in a child's life is to look at life through their reality. Our young people face a different reality than what we faced when we were growing up. And sometimes as adults, we want to superimpose you know, our reality on them. But we must understand that at one time we were once children. When you can look at life through their reality, through the peer pressures and the things that they are dealing with at this time, it'll help you to connect with them. Young people don't say, "I hear you." They say, "I feel you." It's important for this Y generation to really understand and know that you care, that you are connecting with them, and that you're not just trying to tell them what to do or boss them around, but you're really trying to help them through their choices and decisions make better decisions. So it's really important that when you are working with young people that you are passionate about it. You cannot want to do this kind of work just to want to make a difference. Of course, you want to make a difference, but it has to be more than just that. And it has to be something that you feel that you're called to do, something that you're passionate about. Because our young people, they don't gravitate to you overnight. They don't connect with you overnight. A lot of our young people have been hurt and scarred, and they've been abused and molested. They've been let down. The young people I work with anyway in the city culture, they've been let down by a system. They've been had broken promises. And so I don't come into their lives as if I'm the hero. But what I do is come down to their level and connect with their reality. And then when I connect with their reality, I'm able to use the wisdom and things that I've learned through life to help them make better choices and decisions in their daily life. Our young people have to make over 700 decisions a day.
Wow.
And we want them to be more positive than negative.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really have to come down to a child's level. Just as on a spiritual note, Christ, we say that Jesus Christ came down from heaven and dwelt among us. He became one of us to understand what we go through, how we feel. The Bible says that we have a high priest that knows what it's like to basically be human. And he was tempted just as we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very important that we understand a young person's reality. At New Vision Youth Services, I look for what I call urban specialists. Some of these urban specialists are ex-offenders. Some of them aren't. But an urban specialist is a person who understands the culture to which our young people are exposed. You have to understand the culture to which our young people are exposed, or it'll be hard to connect. You don't have to have grown up in that particular environment, but if you study and understand the culture and you have a passion and true compassion and love for these young people, then your love for them will begin to overcome any doubts and things that they may have about you, and it will allow you to connect.
Mm-hmm. Well put. And certainly we can't expect a child or a teenager's mind or brain to be, I mean, it's a work in process. It's still developing, and we certainly cannot expect them to be thinking on an adult level, that's for sure, because they are just, you know, growing and evolving there. How about another tip or idea there, Billy? I mean, that was fantastic. Another one that you would suggest as far as for people looking to mentor or even a success story that you may have had. You can certainly keep the person anonymous or just use a first name or whatever you feel comfortable doing here.
Well, I pretty much covered it. The most important two things is having a journey in love for the population of young people that you serve.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that Jesus looked on the people with compassion and he healed them.
Mm-hmm.
We must understand that a lot of young people have been born into this cycle of destruction.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of young people are being raised by grandparents and moms that could be out on drugs and father in jail. And a lot of inner cities, they're closing schools and there are no recreation center. The only role model that they see is the drug deal on the street or the rap video that in most cases is given a false witness about life, is given a very negative impression about life. So we have to understand that there are an array of things that are negatively influencing our young people right now. And it's just very important that we reach out to them in love. You have to understand their reality, and you have to really reach out to them in love.
Mm-hmm.
Love overcomes all things. A lot of these young people are missing love. They are missing the affection. They don't have young people fighting for them. So a lot of times when we begin to mentor them, we represent the enemy because they've been hurt by their parents, their big brothers, or their sisters. And so it's just very important that you understand the culture to which they're exposed to, and that you operate in love, that you have a genuine concern for their well-being. And one more tip, never tell them you're going to do something and not do it, because they've been used to that all their lives. So you deal with young people on an upright level. You also don't try to be something that you aren't. Be who you are. If you've never been locked up, if you've never been in gangs, you don't have to have done all those things in order to make a connection. Be who you are. Be truthful. Don't make promises that you can't keep. Now, you could tell a young child that, I've never been through what you're going through. You know, but, you know, this is what I've been through. It may not directly relate, but on my level, this is what I went through, and this is how I was able to overcome these things. So, you know, just looking at life through their reality, coming down to their level, loving, having a lot of love and compassion, and being consistent, being consistent. We must be consistent with them. And that's why it's the importance of not promising things that you can't follow through on.
No, that makes total sense, Billy. Great advice and some wonderful tips there. Wanted to see how could our listeners contact you to learn more on how this program could help them. Could you give us your website information and contact information?
I sure can. The organization name is New Vision Youth Services. We're located at 1600, that's 1600 North Calvert Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21202. The phone number there is 410-244-5700. You can also visit us on the web at www.nvys.org. That's short for New Vision Youth Services. So that's www.nvys.org. Or you can send me an email at B, that's B as in Billy, B Stanfield, B S T A N F I E L D, at N V Y S dot O R G. And you also can send us a letter to our P.O. Box, which would be New Vision Youth Services Incorporated, P.O. Box 32574, Pikesville, Maryland, 21282.
Well, fantastic. This is, really enjoyed this this interaction here that, and the ideas that you shared were just tremendous. And I believe, you've shared some wonderful information that's going to be very helpful. And thank you very much. I really look forward to speaking to you again in the very near future, Billy.
Well, I'm going to thank you for having me on. Anytime I have an opportunity to help encourage people to get involved with our young people, it is always an honor to do so. Our young people are the future, and if we fail to train our future leaders, then we are planning to fail in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So I really appreciate the opportunity, and I'm pretty sure that we'll have some people calling, and I hope that we've been able to motivate some people today to get involved in their community, not only their community, with their own children, and ensuring that we are creating and producing successful role models for the future.
Sure. And Billy, just one more time, the you had given the email address to the new your email address to New Visions. Could I get that just one more time?
Yes, that's my email address. There is B S T A N F I E L D at N V Y S dot O R G.
Okay, let me just say it back to you one more time so I make sure I have it. B. Stanfield at nvys.org.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. I'll be sending you a link to this teleseminar, and I'll send it to this email address. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks again, Billy. I very much appreciate it, and you have a good rest of the evening and rest of the week there, my friend.
You do the same. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Right.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.